Welcome to Tavern Tales Junior, a curated live play 5e Dungeons & Dragons podcast for kids and adults. In Tavern Tales Junior, we take a group of kids on a fantastical adventure full of friendship, adventure, and excitement using a modified 5e rule set. This podcast is created by and for kids. This is meant to be relatable and enjoyable. So let's see where they want to take the adventure today.
I'm wondering if you'd go wandering with me through the wilderness and woods, to where the winds are blowing free. Through the darkness of the night, heading toward the morning light. I wonder if you'd wander with me. And I'll spread the word, and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops, and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the street and these neighborhoods, head over the river and through the woods.
So Slobby turns into a shield, giving you a +2 to your armor class for you to wield your one-handed sword. What does Evangeline do?
I make a sarcastic comment and then take out my bow.
What's your sarcastic comment?
Oh, gee, I wonder if it's something big and making a lot of noise.
That's very sarcastic. All right, you pull out your bow and you pull an arrow out. What color is the fletching on this arrow?
It is a very bright green. Ooh. Or no, yellow. Oh, sorry.
Is it green and yellow?
A little bit of green.
A little bit of green, a little bit of yellow? Lots of death. Okay, great. You string your bow to your cheek and you all ready as a large four-legged beast makes its way through a pair of trees. It just knocks the two trees aside and it espies you. And it is only 30 feet away.
Run, 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 jump. I have to be a back quick where I run. Slip from the hairy vine. I have to be a back quick where I come.
And in fact, it has 8 legs, not 4. And it has a stubby but longish tail. And it has reddish spikes all along its back and its forearms, and has huge claws at the end of one of its each 8 legs. And it has a big, toothy mouth. It's like a frog's mouth with giant, sharp teeth on it. And it looks kind of stony and rock-like across its face. But its eyes glow an evil, dark, radiant light that cannot help but draw your attention to it. Now, make that nature check. Everyone.
Do we add anything to it or no?
No, it's intelligence. You're not adding anything to it.
Okay. Oh.
Savannah, how did you do?
I got a 14 in total.
Wow, that's pretty good. Did anybody beat a 14? Okay.
I'm on a 14.
Ooh, you have a total of 17, Will.
Oh, 7.
And how did you do?
20.
Wow. So everybody who beat a 14 knows that this creature is a basilisk. And everybody who rolled less than 14, what did you do, Nevaeh?
4.
A 4 means that you don't know what this creature is. But Robin and Will, your characters, know that it is a basilisk. Sometimes travelers find objects that look like pieces of remarkably lifelike stone carvings in the woods. Missing parts appear to have been bitten off. Seasoned explorers regard such relics as warnings, knowing that the basilisk that created them is likely to be nearby. Basilisks thrive in this sort of environment. They lair in caves or other sheltered sites, and most often basilisks are encountered underground, but not today.
Hmm.
A basilisk is a monstrosity, a supernatural creature that if it locks its gaze with you, you need to make a check if you are within 30 feet, because if you fail the check, you will begin to turn to stone.
There's no way to fix it. You just turn to stone.
If you fail the check, you are petrified until freed by the greater restoration spell or other magic. And a greater restoration spell is a very high level spell. So you could very easily turn to stone from this basilisk.
Don't want to die.
However, if you begin your turn within 30 feet of the basilisk and you make eye contact with the basilisk then can then force you to make the constitution save. However, you're more than welcome to just immediately avert your gaze from the basilisk. And if you're not looking at the basilisk,
it's
then
like
you will
fighting
not turn
an Umber
to stone.
Hulk.
Yes, very similar to the Umber Hulk.
God, not again. Question.
Yes.
Can you close your eyes or do you have to like turn your head?
I think you could close your eyes and not look at it. That would be a way to break its gaze.
Okay.
Now,
and we have practice because we fought Umber Hulks.
We have in the past, yes. Now, the one thing that's super important that both Flash and Sasha know is that if a basilisk sees its reflection in a large mirror, it will immediately assume that that reflection is a rival basilisk and will try to turn it to stone.
Do we have any mirrors?
It will then affect itself with its own gaze.
We have Slobby. This is how we defeat it. Okay.
So.
Are we in 30-foot radius?
Yes.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Maybe roll initiative?
Do I have plus or no?
Yeah, your character has a plus 2 initiative. What do we have for?
Mine's okay. Oh, I think I got okay.
I got a 20.
Good for you.
Sasha.
12.
DJ.
12.
Evangeline.
14.
It has not surprised you, despite the fact that Sasha did not see it before, with your initiative. The basilisk has broken free from the woods. Sasha was not aware of the creature's coming, so she's caught by surprise as the basilisk locks eyes with Sasha. It is only 30 feet away, so Sasha will need to make a constitution saving throw or be turned to stone. Are you just going to roll the one die?
Inspiration.
All right, roll it up. You need to beat a 12 minus your constitution modifier. So what's your constitution modifier?
4.
So you only need to roll an 8. What have you got?
You know, I wish I could have, you know, added this 1 to this 19.
Oh, you rolled a 19?
It's pain.
Oh.
What's pain?
I got a 19, and then I have this nice 1 over here. Can I just plus them?
No.
Oh.
So you have rolled your 2 dice. You have rolled a 19 with your plus 4 to your constitution modifier. You have a 23, which is more than enough to fight off the effects of the basilisk's gaze. And it does not turn you to stone. It is now the top of the initiative order, and it is Flash's turn.
So I turn Slobby into a mirror, and I point it at the enemy's eyes.
Okay.
So on his next turn, he will turn himself into stone.
Sorry, you're going to do what? What are you doing?
I'm going to make him himself to turn into stone.
How are you going to do that?
Using the mirror.
What mirror?
I want Slobby to turn into a mirror.
You want Slobby to turn into a mirror? In order to do that, you have to make a handle animal check. You have advantage with that sort of action. So try to convince Slobby to turn into a mirror and you get to roll 2d20s and pick the higher
okay.
one. Okay. Because he's your friend. But you've
no.
never asked him to turn into a mirror before. So we'll see what happens here. I think you need to beat a 13. Uh-oh. What'd you get?
A 1 and a 4.
So we take the 4 because that's the better roll. And then we add our handle animal check to it, which I don't think you really have a handle animal skill.
Can I help him?
Yeah, you don't get to add anything to it. So you've rolled a 4 in total. And Slobby says, it doesn't know what you want it to do. All right, Flash, that was your turn. You can try again next round if you'd like. Sometimes the dice don't come up in your favor, buddy. All right, you okay? Do you need a moment? All right, you're good? Okay, you can try next turn. It'll be fine. So with that, it is now Sasha's turn.
Sasha's going to hope to avert its attention. So it, instead of focusing on us, it'll focus on a bush.
Okay. How is she going to do that?
I have no idea. I'm just saying stuff so I can have a turn so that Will can do his thing. Will go. Do, do, do. I'm just going to cast a spell at it because Why not?
Sure.
I'll take my move action. I'll move 10 feet back, and then... So I'm out of the 30-foot radius, and then I'm going to cast Firebolt on.
Perfect. Roll a d20 to hit. While you're doing that... Oh, yeah, let's see if you hit.
24.
Ooh, that's definitely a hit. Roll your damage. While you roll your damage, what is DJ going to do?
I'm also going to move 10 feet back, so I'm out of the 30-foot...
distance?
Yeah, and then use my crossbow to try and hit it.
Okay. What'd you get?
25.
That's a hit. You may shoot your crossbow twice, just so you know, so roll it again. And did you hit with the second attack?
I got an 8 on the second attack.
Total?
Yeah.
All right, then that is definitely a miss. All right, DJ, what did you do for damage?
I got a 6 in damage.
6 damage? Perfect. What did you get for damage, Sasha?
17.
Perfect. It is now Evangeline's turn. What is Evangeline going to do?
I would get out of the 30 feet radius.
Yeah, back, look, avert your gaze and back away?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you're back up. And?
I will try and shoot an arrow at him.
Go for it. Take aim with your arrow. Where do you try to shoot it?
I would say in the eyes.
That is a really hard roll. You'll have disadvantage to try to hit it there. That would mean you were going to roll 2d20s and pick the lower one to hit it. And you're going to add +6 to this attack.
23.
Okay, well then you definitely hit it in one of the eyes with your arrow. Do your damage, which is a d6 for your short bow. So you get to add 3 to that, so it's 8 damage total. The basilisk creels out this horrible stone crunching cry as it rears up on its back two legs. It is now the turn of the basilisk. It charges forward. It has a movement of only 20 feet, though, so it has to charge and take double action to get right into your guys' face, and it charges in amongst the group, but it doesn't have enough movement and action to attack, so that is its turn. Because you are all looking at it, on its turn, it forces... You're a 1, you're a 2, you're a 3, you're a 4. And now, Robin, roll a d4 for me. 3, it forces Evangeline to make a constitution saving throw. You need to beat...
I'm sorry!
You need to beat a 12.
Oh boy.
And you need to get at least 10 because you have a +2 to your constitution modifier. So okay. Roll 10 or higher or you are turning to stone.
Oh. And there's literally no way to fix that.
The dice is not going to be nice to me, I can tell.
What'd you roll?
21.
Well, then you are not turned to stone, Evangeline. The basilisk cannot do it. The basilisk is in amongst all of you. Its limbs flashing and it tries to get to do something, but it can't on its turn. And we return again to the top of the round. For round 2, what is Flash going to do?
I step 40 feet back.
Okay, you start your turn. You're right there with the basilisk. If you move 40 feet... you will not get to do anything else. What would
I'll
you like to do?
I'll move 20 feet back.
All right. Okay. But what is the goal here? What are you trying to do?
I'm going to try to turn Slavi into a mirror.
All right. Make your handle animal check. You need a 12. You have advantage on this check. Go for it.
Yeah, there's 2. And...
you've succeeded at your check. Slavi turns into a mirror. Can you describe the mirror for me?
Oh, it's gold and it shines, but the shine is gold, blue, and orange. And for some reason on the back it says, Flash, Flash, Golden Dragon. P.S. My name is Slobby.
Nice. And how big is it?
40 feet.
What? No, that's ridiculous.
By 40 feet.
No, that you don't even understand the concept of that. This room is only 20 feet long. Imagine this room being twice that long. That's not even possible.
Oh, boy.
How big is the basilisk's face?
That's the problem.
How big is the mirror, buddy?
20 feet by 20 feet.
Again, that is as long as this room and twice as tall as this room. Slobby can't really do that, bud.
8 feet by 8 feet.
All right, that's more than enough. It covers you, gives you complete protection. You have backed up, though, 20 feet. That is the end of Flash's turn. It's now DJ's turn.
Is it back in the range?
Oh, it's right in your face.
Oh, I stick my magic great sword in its other eye that wasn't shot.
I don't think you're going to actually be able to hit it in the other eye, because the difficulty on that will be extremely high. That's just not how D&D works, getting to aim it for its eyes like that, which you guys have done in the past. So you can attack the creature, but it would have an armor class of 28 and you'd have disadvantage on the strike, just so you know. So if you'd like to attack the basilisk, by all means, go ahead and attack the basilisk. If you would like to disengage and get behind the mirror, you can do that too. What would you like to do?
Disengage and get behind the mirror.
By disengaging, you do not incur an attack of opportunity, and you can run and hide behind the mirror. That was DJ's turn. Very simple. What is Sasha going to do?
I disengage and go behind the mirror and start the most amazing weird conga line where you just join the back of the mirror.
Okay, perfect. And it is now Evangeline's turn. What would you like to do?
I would try and shoot the leg and then run behind the mirror.
Okay, if you do that, if you shoot the creature and then run behind the mirror, the basilisk will get an opportunity to attack you. But if you use your action to disengage entirely and back up in such a way to not allow the creature to attack you, then you don't get that attack of opportunity from the creature. Do you want to incur a potential attack of opportunity and get a strike in? Or do you want to just get away behind the mirror?
Get away.
Okay. All right. Do you join the conga line?
Yes. But I do a kind of like a sarcastic, snarky comment and say, this line is going to be almost as long as this mirror if this keeps going up.
It'll be even longer than the basilisk at this point.
Well, it's got as many legs as the basilisk has, so
that
there
is very true.
All right. It is the basilisk's turn. The basilisk sees the mirror slobby, and the mirror slobby shudders as the basilisk turns its gaze. Well, now, if I was a mean dungeon master, I would tell you all that slobby is not really a mirror. And if the basilisk turned his attention upon slobby the mirror, he might turn slobby to stone. But am I a mean dungeon master?
I don't know.
No.
No, I am not. Slobby is a mirror at the moment, so the basilisk turns its own gaze upon itself, and it has to roll a constitution check in order to not turn itself to stone.
Come on, Dace.
So I need Robin to roll the d20. As it uses its action to attack its rival itself. Now, it has a +2 to the constitution saving throw. So if you roll a 9 or less, it has failed and you win the fight.
4.
It fails the constitution saving throw.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
We don't get turned to stone.
Hallelujah!
Slobby is not turned to stone, and you hear a crackling. A weird and strange magical crackle. Do you turn your heads out from behind the mirror, perhaps?
No.
I do. I fully go out.
Yes, but I kind of.
I fully go out and do another sarcastic comment. Yes, but I only have one eye open.
Yes, but I kind of look out.
Kind of look out. What does that mean?
I only have one eye out.
Peer around with one eye each. The basilisk is a stony reflection of itself. It espies you and its own rival behind the mirror, and it charges forward towards Slobby, being held by Flash and the rest of the group.
Oh boy.
But you're 20 feet back, when it gets there, it can't make an attack. It just gets its nose right up to the edge of the mirror, and it snarls a horrible snarl. If it fails the constitution saving throw a second time, it will be turned to stone.
I'll make it.
What'd you get?
9.
Then it turns to stone before your eyes. Its lashing tail was moving so vigorously when it ran towards you that it snapped off and broke. You have slain the basilisk. Its tail crumbles to little pebbles on the ground. What do you do?
Sasha sighs and is like, finally! Jeez. If anything, let's keep going.
I collect some pebbles for proof about, like, what happened to report back when we get back to Fairhaven.
And, of course, again, I make another sarcastic comment. I say, gee, that looked like that must have hurt. I wonder why.
That must have hurt so bad.
I turn Slobby back to normal.
Slobby turns back to normal. He's hungry. What do you feed him?
I make a magical sandwich and I feed him.
How do you make a magical sandwich?
Huh? I already made magical cheese sandwiches.
No, your backpack won't do that anymore, remember? Slobby ate it.
Oh boy.
Just feed him some pebbles.
Wait. How will that work?
Slobby is hungry and he wants something magical. You gotta feed him something magic.
Magical hot dog?
You don't have a magical hot dog.
Probably ate all of it.
Magical burrito?
Probably ate all of it.
Remember, Slobby ate the magical backpack that did those things for you. So now you have to tell me what he's eating that was magical that you might have.
He is eating my mini tiny little tower that is magical, but it was super tiny. It's as tiny as one of the pebbles.
I've never heard of this thing before.
Huh?
Think about the things your character has on his character sheet
okay.
that are magical. Anybody have anything magical that they don't need?
You can make spells, can't you?
I could make a pebble magical.
Does Flash have anything to feed Slobby?
I do have my shocking grass.
But if he eats it, you will never have that ever again. Okay, so that might not be something to feed Slobby. Anybody else have potentially something they'd like to feed Slobby?
Would I have something magical?
Oh, I don't know. Why don't you roll a check to see if you've got a magical potion of healing or something that your character may have? Now, we'll do it two ways. I have a d20 over here, and you have a d20 over there. If you're willing to roll with me, if you beat me, you can have a magical healing potion or a magical potion of etherealness or something. But if I beat you, you have the potion. You still get to have it. But there'll be a cost that I'll charge you later on in the game today. So do you still want to roll the die with me? Or do you not want to roll? Maybe I'll somebody else?
I have a question. From when we won the race, are the yellow raspberries magical or no?
That's a really good question. They are not magical. The pot that holds them, though, is magical. How about you, Robin? Anything?
No.
Okay. So let's roll off then, Nevaeh.
I think we're going to start a fight.
I've rolled a 5.
16.
Then a 16 is higher than 5, isn't it? Or is 5 bigger than 16? Right? I remember 5 being bigger than 16, right, Robin?
No.
I took math a long, long time ago, and I'm positive that I am the winner. Right?
No. You 16 sure is 11 that? More than 5.
Okay, sure. You're
Why
right.
Why are you so good at math? I can't do it so good.
It's my favorite subject.
All right.
I think it was my favorite.
You have a potion of healing or some other type of potion. You can feed it to Slobby. He's satisfied and he transforms back into the backpack that Flash carries around. You proceed on and make your way into the mountains the next day. When you're in the mountains, some griffins attack and try to harass you. How do you deal with these griffins?
Shoot them out of the sky.
Oh my.
I scare them off.
You scare them off. You shoot them out of the sky. What do you do, Flash?
I lightning them.
Wow. Okay. And DJ?
I use my crossbow and I like try to avoid them, but get it so close that they're scared.
Excellent. So you try to scare off the griffins rather than try to kill the griffins?
Yes.
You kill the griffins?
Maybe. If they're trying to harm us, then yes.
Well, the griffins are wild creatures, and you've definitely entered their territory, and they seem to be protecting eggs.
Ah.
And they are trying to attack you, thinking that you might be there to steal their eggs or do harm to them.
Well, then I would give off, like, warning shots All right. into the sky.
You warn the griffins that you are powerful, difficult adventurers, and these are but little griffins flying around in the sky. And while they look dangerous, a party of your skill, size, and caliber manages to scare off the griffins well enough that they flee away. And you make your way into the mountains that are the home of the adult brass dragon.
Oh, no.
What is this brass dragon's name, Robin?
Zyler.
And is this brass dragon a boy dragon or a girl dragon, Savannah?
A boy.
Sounded by the name.
So not be judgmental.
I just feel like it would be a boy. I don't know why.
That's fine. Yeah, no, you don't have to justify that. Your reasons for choosing the sex of the dragon. And this brass dragon has something weird about him. What's the weird thing about this brass dragon, Will?
That it can't fly.
He can't fly. I actually have to say no. That isn't a possible choice for you to make based on the story that I'm trying to tell today. Do you have another option for me? I'm sad and sorry that I said no to that, but I need it to not be that way in order for this adventure to come to a close in the right amount of time.
He does not like fire or water.
He doesn't like fire or water.
Ooh.
So we can slash water or fire.
I've got ideas.
Now, Evangeline knows Zyler, the brass dragon. How do you know him?
I was on a quest before and we had to give him something.
What did you have to give him?
We had to give him a special element.
You were on a quest before that the brass dragon Zyler gave you a quest and he told you to go get this item. You went and you got this special element and you brought it back. And was he happy or grumpy?
He was glad.
He was very glad. And does Zyler, the brass dragon, talk like this?
Hem, hem, good friends, it is a pleasure to see you all today.
Or does he talk like this?
Yo, sup, dudes? What's the best thing going on, man?
Your choice is one, the first voice, or two, the second voice. Everyone who's voting for the first voice, raise your hand. Oh my. Everyone voting for the second voice, raise your hand.
I know, Will, I shouldn't pick it, but it's so funny.
I don't like the gnarly dude one. It sounds so weird.
Yeah, same.
On a dragon, too, would he be like that dude?
Okay, I can't pick. Because I like the funny voice,
both funny voices.
But then you, the Tiger Claw voice, like you told me not to pick what Will picks.
Oh, that's fair. Why are you crying?
Because I don't know what to pick.
That's fair, yes. In this instance, there were no really goofy choices. They were both pretty reasonable voices.
They were nice. Like, I can see the dragon with both of them. All right. Though I would die laughing.
Because
the
choice was 50-50, you have to decide as a group which voice the dragon should have.
Oh, no. This will be interesting.
What do you all agree that the voice should be? The voice should be the prim and proper older man sort of voice, or the young skater dude sort of voice?
Surfer dude.
What?
Surfer.
The surfer guy?
Yeah.
DJ dude.
The surfer guy?
DJ dude.
Second. Not as in your dude, but like a dude who like...
He does DJing?
That's gnarly, y'all. Get going.
And he says fetch and gnarly a lot.
All right. You have sold
so
me.
Fetch.
He is the brass dragon, Zyler the gnarly.
No, I didn't mean to be that.
And you
I don't care.
You have reached his caves and you hear dubstep noises happening from inside, and it goes
everybody in the house now, everybody dancing hard
on the floor. It's on the floor.
Ice dragons, bronze dragons.
Get it high.
I have this DJ music in the hit song, baby. I'm playing this tune, but it's from a magical element.
That was really good, Will. You may have inspiration for that. I really liked that.
He needed that element to get his DJ stuff ready, because he needed the element to make a disco ball.
And so you hear from inside a loud voice say, "Wicky, wicky, wicky, Zyler in the house, yo!" You just put a little check mark above the word right here in that box, buddy, with your pencil.
I'm sorry, Savannah, but it's so good.
Yeah. Oh, I'm cringing so hard.
You've met Xylar the Brass Dragon, and he is in his big brass dragon form, and his claws are scratching a record, and he's got this crazy magical setup that's playing music, and he nods when the four of you enter the room, finish his song, and then with a loud scratch of the record, he says, "What's up, my dudes?"
Yo, man.
Evangeline, it's nice to see you again. Shake claw.
And he tries to fist bump you with his claw.
Yo, my dude, how's the days up here? Anybody come up to dance with you?
Nah, man, just some griffins trying to keep them out of a cave. Feathers everywhere.
We could have a dance party while we, you know, wrap you our plead.
Oh, that's really cool.
I have inspiration. Don't give me inspiration.
Use your impersonation.
So you're trying to get me to do something and you want to offer up a rap battle to get me to do it?
Uh-huh.
No. I'm trying to do that rap battle.
Xylar the Gnarly cannot say no to a rap battle. So I will accept, but all of you are going to have to rap for me.
It's a beatbox.
Can we have a little time to write it down?
Yes, you may have a couple of moments here where I will pause the radio and you guys can write your little request to get him to come back to Fairhaven. Everyone has to rhyme at least twice in their little rhyme story in their request. So if you want to write some stuff down there, Savannah.
Can I go first in the rap?
Of course you can go first in the rap. Everybody wants you to go first in the rap. How are you doing, Sav? You working on your rap?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
All right, get some words written down because you don't have that much time left. You have 1 minute left to write your rhymes.
What?
Just find two words that rhyme. Put them at the end of your sentences.
I found four words.
That's what you need. You need to have two rhyming words. Are all of your words rhyming words?
Yeah.
What do you have?
I have pencil, but C at the front.
Kencil?
Yo, bro, we
That's
need to.
That's not a word,
ta.
Buddy. Yeah, but I liked tricks and mix. You can do that.
I did tricks and mix.
Tricks and mix, and what else?
Yo, bro.
How about fix?
Mix.
And mix. Tricks, fix.
Mix.
Write them all down.
Trying to make something rhyme with, like, fighter.
Ooh. All-nighter?
Ooh. Fighter-nighter? Okay.
How about not fighter, but we've got to get into the fight. You got to do what's right, and you will be the light shining over Fairhaven.
Okay, so mine goes like, "Yo, bro, we need you down to Fairhaven to bring us that jam."
None of that rhymed.
I know, yo, bro, we need.
What is the word you want to rhyme with?
Jam.
Jam.
Ma'am.
This is my jam.
So it goes...
Because you know who I am?
It goes, ma'am! Yo, bro,
I love that. That's awesome.
It goes, yo, bro, we need you down in Fairhaven to bring us that jam so we can have
I think a that plan. Everybody should end your thing with to Fairhaven. You gotta end your rhyme, your rap part, with to Fairhaven. But you don't need to rhyme it, because everybody's use of Fairhaven is gonna rhyme it together with the same word.
Yo, bro, we need you... Down. Don't
are
act
you
like
rhyme
a
bro,
clown.
Or are you rhyming?
I think it's a down, probably.
Down?
Don't so, act like a clown.
Yes. How are you doing, Sav? You good? What you got?
I know what I need to write because I've never actually wrote a rap, so it's harder.
What rhyme? What word were you going for the rap rhyme?
Like fight.
Fight. Right.
There's might, light.
What's yours, Devea?
Yo, bro, we need you down in town to be a clown to Fairhaven.
What's yours to go with? How's yours go, buddy?
So, I don't know the start part.
It okay.
should be. It says, it's supposed to be something is, then going, mix the tricks, then you mix.
Daddy, what rounds? Daddy, what rhymes with clown?
Because
down,
what?
Town? Frown? Yeah.
Dead because what?
Brown. All right, so now, right into the microphone.
Yo, bro, we need you down in town. Don't be a clown. We going to make a shot along frown in Fairhaven.
We need you in this fight. to make it right, you will be the light in Fairhaven.
My dude, we up in the sun, all up in the fame, having loads of fun, playing no game to Fairhaven. Yeah.
Go and mix in, then we tricks, then you mix, but we need to fix in Fairhaven.
Yo, my little rappers, that was some sweet beats you dropped down. I find it so neat that you could be such freaks with the beaks. I got nothing. That was amazing. He shatters the record and he says, all right, you won me over with your sweet, sweet words and your beautiful rhymes and melodies. I'm gonna take you down to Fairhaven. Hop on my backs. Let's go. So you climb onto the back.
And while we're riding,
sure,
I want to say that we have to make a tape with him of our rap so that he can remember the great rap.
He says, I'm an adult breast dragon. I remember everything. I will remember this rap and rhyme for the rest of time. And that is all I got to say about that. As the wind blows through the breeze, it takes you like only a few hours to fly a dragon back to Fairhaven, and the crowds go wild as a giant adult brass dragon lands in the square of the Fairhaven Lord's Own Guard, and he transforms into a gnarly looking surfer dude and heads over to have a discussion with the Lord's Own Commander. And that is the end of the game today.
I made a rap.
That was pretty fun.
Yo, bro.
You didn't transform into an animal.
Well, I wanted to at one of the points, but we didn't have to.
I think you should have. Should have anyway.
I really wanted to.
Yeah, you should have. All right. I hope everybody had a great time. It's been a lot of fun having Nevaeh here for the game. Thanks a ton.
You're wondering if I go wandering with you. What kind of trouble we'll get ourselves into? Would it be wrong to tag along with a band of vagabonds? You wonder if I'd wander with you. So I'll spread the word and you beat the drum. We'll round up the troops and get the gang to come. And we'll leave the streets.
This concludes this episode of Tavern Tales Jr. We'll be back in 1 month with a brand new episode. Our intro and outro music is Through the Woods by Okie Dokie Brothers. Find their music on iTunes by checking them out at www.okiedokie.org and follow them on Twitter at Okie Dokie Bros. We love a review on iTunes. Check us out on Twitter. Tavern_tales. See you all later.
I'm wondering if you'd come wandering my way. If you ever get lost, or if the trail leads you astray. The music of the pack can always bring you back. I wonder, can we wander away? And I'll spread the word.